You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
I want to talk to you about principles, principles ruling in your life. You know, I ministered a little bit last week along those lines, and we talked about trusting in the Lord out of Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. Be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, depart from evil, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your paths. And then it says, honor the Lord with all your substance, the first fruits of your increase, and so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your wine presses burst forth new wine. I mean, come on, that's some good scripture. Amen. But those are instructions to follow or principles to obey that bring a certain outcome in our lives. And really, we don't control our destiny in a general sense. We control our choices in the sense that we choose one destiny or another. But principles control our destiny. In other words, if you decide to obey God and believe God, you are going to be blessed. That outcome's already built into the principle of obeying God. If you're going to be mean and ugly and hateful and hate your mama and hate your papa and never done a good thing in your life and kick your dog when you come home, then that is built into it certain outcome. You're not going to have a good life doing that. Are you with me? You can't force the outcome without doing the principle that brings the outcome. You can't force a watermelon seed to bring forth squash. It's in the DNA. Are you with me? It's in the seed. If you plant watermelon seeds, you're going to get watermelons. You plant squash, you're going to get squash. If you obey God and believe God and stand on his word, you're going to be blessed. Just deal with it. You're going to be blessed. Because it's built into the principle. Amen? So principles rule. They really are what controls us. Now, we have the luxury, thank God, of working with principles, if we know what they are, amen, and getting those good results. When we see this principle brings this result, this road takes us to that city, then we get off this road that's going to the wrong city, and we get on the road that's going to the right city. That's why we come to church. That's why we get in the Bible. That's why we study. That's why we pray, because we want to know what to do. I want to know, what do I do? Amen? Because what I do is bringing a result. You know, my actions and my words are just, they're deeds and seeds is what they are. And seeds bring a harvest. Hallelujah. So, I just want to make sure I'm in line with the word. Since actions have outcomes and seeds bear fruit, we need to be cautious of what we do and what we say. Amen. We make much of the event and not much of the process. I guess you could say it that way. Everybody wants to be blessed. Everybody wants to eat the baked bread the little red hen cooked. Are you out there? Not everybody wants to go out there and harvest the wheat with the little red hen and bake the bread. But everybody wants to show up when it's cooked, you know. So who doesn't want a better life? We all want a better life. Come on, I want a better life. I want, you know, better marriage and better this, better that. We can go a whole list of things. But see, those are events. That's not the process. That's just the event. That's the thing we want. But process and principles take us to those events. They get us there. So if you're tired of the way your life has turned out and you want another result, then you're going to have to act differently. You're going to have to talk differently. Amen? If you don't like where you're going, get on another road. So really, that's what the scripture is all about. It's about, you know, showing us the road to get on and the path to walk in. And that, you never learn all that. I mean, that's why you're continually in the Bible, reading the Bible, coming to church, praying, seeking God. And there's always room for improvement because you just don't know everything, you know. And principles rule. They rule. I just want to make sure I'm working them. You know, if I'm working the right principle, planting the right seed, so I can have the right result and right harvest. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 6. Turn there, if you will. Jeremiah chapter 6. Hallelujah. You know, I love reading different translations. I just think it's really neat, especially this day and age. Boy, you can get on a computer and wow. Whereas you used to have a library of books, and I still do, you can get on a computer and just hit a translation, hit another translation. There's all kinds of free sites you can go to. Bible Gateway is one, and GospelLight.org, StudyLight.org, I think it is another one. And, of course, if you got iPhones and iPads and all that, there's all kinds of apps. You know, Blue Letter Bible, YouVersion Bible. Those are apps that you can get free, you know. And you can check out different translations. And I'll read different translations. You know, like I've read, you know, the New English Translation. I just finished reading that through the whole Bible. I read the New English Translation and the New King James Version, of course, New Living Translation. Right now I'm reading it through on the Amplified Bible. Just reading through, not just studying verses, but just reading through the Bible in a whole different version. Just change it up every year. I generally preach out of New King James. But there's always something that just jumps at you, some verse that you're familiar with, and in that other translation it brings out a little differently, and it's really neat. Thank God for this age we're living in. Having said all that, I said all that to say this. In Jeremiah 6:16, this is out of the New English Translation, so it might say it a little differently if you're reading it in another one. But Jeremiah 6:16 says, "The Lord said to his people, 'You are standing at the crossroads. So consider your path. Ask where the old reliable paths are. Ask where the path is that leads to blessing, and follow it. If you do, you will find rest for your souls.'" Woo, hallelujah. Sadly, it goes on and says, "But they said, 'We will not follow it.'" Now, I don't want to be in that group, are you with me, that look God in the eye and say, "I'm not going to follow that path." I want to be on that path that leads to blessing. Blessing is the will of God for your life. Beyond selfish motives, beyond people trying to make you feel bad about feeling good, the time you get a little blessing in your life, they want you to feel condemned about it and feel guilty because you got blessed. Beyond all that, the fact remains, the truth is, God wants to bless you. Woohoo! Thank you, Fred. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. But there's a path to blessing. There's a road to blessing. There are things you have to do to be blessed. Amen? And that's what he's asking here. He's saying, you ought to be asking, where are those reliable paths? We're living in a day where there's something new every day going on. There's a new way to do this, new way to do that, new thing, new this, new that, new, if there is such a thing, new values. There are no new values. That's like saying there's a new color. There is no new color. Are you with me? Right's right, wrong's wrong, always has been, still is. You've got to come up with a new value. Now we're going to define marriage between a man and a man. Are you kidding me? Marriage between a man and a woman. That's what marriage is. Hello? You can't redefine the dictionary. We're going to rewrite the dictionary and say up is down is up, and black is white, and white is black. Look, there is a thing called marriage, and it's between a man and a woman. That's what marriage is. And in this country, now stay with me, in this country, men can live together and women can live together. It's still sin. The Bible says it's sin. But don't come in here and make me call it what it's not just because you choose to go that direction. I love you. I don't hate you. I'm not against you. I think you're in sin. I think if you repent, God will forgive you. But that's not enough. You not only want to live that way, but you want to make me accept it and redefine my language. Oh, my. Are you out there? We need those old reliable paths, don't we? Tried and true. Tried and proven. Thousands of years. The Bible's been here all this time. It's still right to love people. It's still right to give. It's still right to live holy. Are you with me? Those are the old reliable paths. Those are the paths that lead to blessing. Kindness. Hello. Forgiveness. All those things that we hear about in Sunday school, you know. They're not out of vogue. They're not out of, they may be out of vogue with the world, but they're not with God. They still bring blessing. They still bring you a good marriage. They'll still bring prosperity in your house if you'll give and tithe and believe God and trust God and live right. I tell you, God will bless you. Man, I'm standing at the crossroads. I want to take the right road. Amen? I love that. Praise God. Let me read it again. The New English Translation. The Lord said to his people, "You are standing at the crossroads, so consider your path. Ask where the old reliable paths are. Ask where the path is that leads to blessing, and follow it. If you do, you will find rest for your souls." Oh, my, 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 my. You know, I just decided I'd be blessed. I don't know about you. I decided I'd be blessed, and I want to be blessed, and I'm going to walk down the road that brings blessing. I just decided I'd just be healed. Amen. So I just get on the road to healing, and praise God, healing is mine. I just decided I'll have peace. I just decided I didn't really want to be depressed. I know, go figure. Some people want to be depressed, but I didn't want to be depressed. I want to have peace and joy. Are you with me? And be cheerful. And so I got into Word and found out things I could do. Paths that take me to that destination, that city of peace, and that town of joy, and that village of healing. There are roads that take you to those places. And I tell you the truth, be known, really, in most cases, it's not that we don't want to be healed. It's not that we don't want to have peace. It's not that it's not attainable, not available. The truth be known is we're just on the wrong road. And I tell you, the best way to fix that, don't run faster. Don't work harder. Get off that road. Yeah. Amen? Because sometimes we think if we just work a little harder, run a little faster, you know, well, if you're on the wrong road, you're just going to get further and further away. The harder you run, the faster you run, the harder you work. Get off that road and get on another. And that's what repent means. It means turn around. See, and God wants, when God tells you to repent, that's not some, you know, overly, ogrely, tyrannical, mean-spirited command, don't do this. No, when God says repent, he's saying, hey, turn around. You're going the wrong way. That's love. That's not hate. He's not being mean. He's not, you know, just trying to lord it over to you in that sense and be your boss. He really wants to help you. He really loves you, and you're going the wrong way. So turn around from that sin, because that sin's taking you down the wrong road. Sin will always take you further than you want to go. Amen? Turn to Hosea 14. Ooh, hallelujah. Boy, this is good stuff. Good stuff. Praise the Lord. Hosea 14. I think I'll read this out of the New Living Translation. That last one I did out of the New English Translation. Let's read this out of the New Living Translation. This is good. Hosea 14. Brenda shared this with me the other night. You know, we're always sharing Scripture with each other. Amanda and Brenda and I, and just, you know, constantly, oh, look at this. Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah, love that. See it in another translation, you know, bring out a different point, different angle. Hosea 14, verse 9 in the New Living Translation says, let those who are wise understand these things. Let those with discernment listen carefully. The paths of the Lord are true and right, and righteous people will live by walking in them. But in those paths, sinners stumble and they fall. Boy, I love that. The paths of the Lord. You know, that's if you're writing notes, that's what Proverbs 25 tells us. Proverbs 25:4, Psalms 25:4 tells us, the psalmist cries out and says, show me the right path. Show me your paths, O Lord. Teach me your ways. That's what we're talking about. We want to know his ways. We want to know his paths. Because like Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to man, but in thereof are the ways of death. I don't want to go down a path man's laid out for me. I want to go down a path God laid out for me. Amen? And any time I rebel against God and say, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to go this way, you're going down the way of death. Because God knows which path we should get in. He knows the principle we need to be operating in. You know, I said earlier, we make much of the event, not much of the process. But things don't turn around overnight. You know, you didn't get in that mess you're in overnight. Most likely you're not going to get out of it overnight. But you can start in the right direction. Amen? Start saying a word. Start praying a word. Quit being so negative, critical. Stop all that. Start believing, trusting God. Maybe you hadn't been doing that. Well, let's turn it around. Let's start doing it. Amen? And start acting right. You know, I know this, you're not going to talk your way out of a situation you behave your way into. Are you out there? Here we are starting a new year, you know. Hey, let's change our behavior. Maybe just some things you're just doing wrong. Well, you're not going to confess your way out of that. You're going to have to change what you're doing. Turn around what you do and confess, you know, and say the word. But let's also quit doing what we've been doing. See, doing the same thing twice and expecting different results, they call that insanity. Hello? And you're not going to solve the problems. See, you can't go into your problems with the same mindset that you created those problems with. With the same mentality, the same thinking. The kind of thinking that created the problems is what's the problem. That's the problem. So we're going to have to change our thinking, change our mindset, change the path we've been on, the things we've been doing, things we've been saying. Now, you know, if you're okay where you are, just keep doing what you're doing. If you're not real happy the way things turned out and you don't like the harvest, plant something else. Amen? Put some other seed in the ground. Hallelujah. Get on his path. Hallelujah. I love that. The just, the true, the right path. And righteous people, they live by walking on that path. I tell you, I live by walking that path of holiness and that path of forgiveness and that path of repentance and that path of integrity and that path of character. Anytime something doesn't work out for me, you know, and if it's my fault, it's usually a breakdown in integrity or in character on my part or holiness on my part. And that's okay. I'm not the devil incarnate, but I'm human and I'm not perfect. And I know I can turn it around. I know I can repent and start back over. Are you with me? It's not God's fault when things don't work out. It's usually mine or somebody else's. It could be somebody else's. Most time it's mine. Hey, I've found the problem with the world. It is me. Hello. The problem with your world is you. But hey, good news. If that's the case, then all you got to do is turn around. You can fix it. Through Christ. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you realize that you're at fault, well, hey, that's fixable. If it's somebody else's fault, it's not really fixable. I can't really do anything about it. If my destiny is wrapped up in everybody else, and I have no control at all in the choices that I make, then I'm just a victim, and I have to live my life on the basis of what everybody else says about me and everybody else does and everybody else. Are you with me? But that's not the case. I can turn the thing around. I mean, it's not bad to find out you're the problem. It's not bad to find out that you've done some things wrong. That's really a good day and a great day when you realize that, because now you can do something about it. If you're responsible, then you're able to respond. Response-able. If you're not responsible, there's nothing you can do about it. Just deal with it. You're going to have to deal with it the rest of your life. No. No, wait a minute. I think I can turn this around with God's help. Yeah. Amen? I can repent. I can get on the right path. That's what he's telling me. I'm at the crossroads. All I need to do is get on his path. Lord, teach me your ways. Show me your paths, O Lord. So I can get on the right path and I can get out of this mess and get out of this town I'm in, not Will's Point, but this town of pain, this town of depression, this whatever the town you're in, whatever you set up shop in. Get out of that town. Go somewhere else. Get you a map. Here's one right here, the Bible. Get a map. Tells you how to get to all kinds of cities. Amen? Psalms 34. Turn there. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Psalms 34. I'm just trying to think of what translation I want to read this one out of. Let's just turn there first. That'd help. Psalms 34. And really, the whole psalm's good. No question. It's instructive. But notice what it says. I'm in New King James Version here. Psalms 34. My goodness, is it hot in here to y'all? Is it just me? I feel like I'm getting a tan up here. Thank you. I need some sunblock. Anyway. Psalms 34. Notice what it says in the 11th verse. This New King James says, "Come, you children, listen to me, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good?" How about you? Is that you? I desire life, and I want to see good. Don't you want to see good? When I see he's given us an event, he's given us a goal, he's given us an outcome here, and then he's going to talk about a process. He's going to talk about a road that'll take us there. You know, it's Machiavelli that said the end justifies the means. Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong. Everybody say wrong. If you're into philosophy at all, Immanuel Kant said that it's actually the means that justifies the end. God's very much interested in the means. He's interested in the way you live. Because the way you live determines the end. The end doesn't determine, are you with me? The way you live, other than just a goal or a dream. You may want it. It may motivate you by wanting something, but it's only what you do that causes the outcome. The end never justifies the means. We could say we're going to build a mission for the Lord and go out and gamble a bunch of money and win a bunch of money gambling and put it in the work of the Lord. Or we could go sell drugs and put the money and the profits into the work of the Lord. But that end will not justify those means. Hello? And it's amazing what people do because they have this. They think that I'll do it this way because what I'm trying to accomplish here is good. And then they start sinning and they start, you know, making things, decisions that are against integrity and their character. And they give away the farm thinking that they're trying to get some. You know, it's amazing how people gamble that way. They gamble thinking, I'm going to take the winnings and I'm going to do something good with it. Hello. Or do something illegal even. You know, no one's going to find out. I mean, I'm doing it for a good cause. Hello. Nah, listen, don't do it. Don't do it. The process is very important. The steps, the principles that you live by bring results. And maybe they're not immediate, but they're eventually going to catch up with you. There are consequences to actions. There are outcomes built into the things that you do. So let's do the right thing. And according to God's word, if we'll do the right thing, those consequences, those outcomes will be good. Who is the man that desires life and lives many days and loves many days that he may see good? Notice what it says in the 13th verse. Keep your tongue from evil. Watch that mouth. Loose lips sink ships. And your lips from speaking deceit or guile. You're not going to prosper. You're not going to have a good life. If you're just negative all the time, critical all the time, are you with me? And gossiping all the time, talking evil all the time. Got to stop that. Got to stop that. Amen? Wow. Is that Fred? You back here? Yeah, thank God, Fred. Fred needs to get up here a little closer so I can hear him. Amen. So he says, keep your tongue from evil. Here's process. Here's principles. Oh, man, you talk about, if you want to be honest and go through the scripture, how many times it talks about the mouth, the tongue, what you say. Man, this is important. You say, well, I'm just talking. No, you're planting. You're planting seeds. Words are seeds. Amen? And anybody understands the farmer, when he plants a seed that he wants to harvest the fruit off of. If he wants squash, he plants squash. If he wants watermelons, he plants watermelons. If you want a good outcome, you must plant good seeds. You can't lie your way into success. You can't step on everybody and push your way through the door. Are you with me? And go to the top. Oh, maybe in the business world, that may work temporarily, but you haven't got anything when you get there. And it doesn't last. Are you out there? You can't just be mean and turn out good. Now, I know this is first grade stuff, and I understand that. But I tell you, we need to be reminded of it, don't we? Goodness, I do. I need to be reminded that God's watching what I do. He wants listening to what I say. Because what I do and what I say is really what brings the consequences and outcomes in my life. Those are principles that I set into motion. Those are seeds that I have planted. They're going to bring a harvest. Hallelujah. And here we are starting a new year. Praise God. You know, we can change some things. I think we can improve. I can. I know I can. I can get more serious about God. I can get more reverent about Him and worshiping Him. I can be more stirred about His Word, more passionate about His Word. I love God's Word, but I can be more passionate about His Word. I can stir myself even more. I can. We can do more as a church. We can reach out further as a church. We can have more anointing, more presence of God in our services. We can if we will pay the price in the sense of walk the path. Amen? If we'll do these things, hallelujah, we'll get these results. If you love life and you want to see many days and you want to see good Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Don't be a troublemaker. Are you with me? Make peace. You know, try to heal relationships. Don't assert your authority and push yourself and put you out front all the time. Try to, you know, maybe be humble and give in to the other side from time to time. Pray for people and seek peace. It's not about being right all the time. It's not about winning the argument every time, having the last word. The most powerful weapon Brenna has besides crying when we're arguing is for her not saying anything at all. Oh, come on now. You got to respond to this. Come on, don't talk to me. Just give me that silent treatment. Won't respond. Won't say anything, you know. Well, you know, it just kills the argument. And where's the fun in that? Are you out there? So, you know, you don't want to, it's not about being right. It's about love. Amen. It's about peace, about harmony, about joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's about following God's path, seeking peace, and pursuing it. Hallelujah. I mean, you can holler at that TV all day long and talk about everything that you'd do if you were Obama and why you don't like Obama, why you don't like this, you don't like that. And for long, you're just mad and hot, and your blood pressure's so high. And I heard it said like this the other day. I mean, trying to get back at the other guy and trying to do the other man down, it's like drinking poison and hoping somebody else gets sick. Because really, you're hurting yourself. That's all you're doing. Turn the TV off. Come on, pray. Okay. Hallelujah. So we see instructions there in Psalms 34, 12, 13, 14. Hey, go out and do those things. Just do those things. Turn to Proverbs 4. My goodness. I'm not going to have time to get to all these. Proverbs 4, 20. You all know it. You know, it says, my son, incline thine ear to my sayings, let them depart, pay attention to my words, and so on. In the New Living Translation, it says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Proverbs 4:20 in the New Living Translation. My child, pay attention to what I say. Whoa, ha, that's a good one. Look at me when I'm talking to you. You ever done that? You know, you got kids? Anybody have children? Look. You want to grab their... Look at me. Pay attention, you know. Whatever. Whatever. Well, you know, they're not listening, okay? But I think we're the same way. You know, God's trying to talk to us, and we're not paying attention. We're not. He doesn't have our full attention. But he says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Everybody say, don't lose sight. You know why you lose sight? You're not focused, for one thing. Squirrel. Are you with me? You know, your attention is not where it ought to be. You ever seen that movie Up? I've seen every kid movie there is since I've had grandchildren, okay? More than once. But anyway, they had this dog on there, and he's talking dog. It's an animated film, and he's talking away, and he's talking, and he's trying to explain this to this guy. Something's going on. He's going, squirrel. He loses his focus. Anything gets in his peripheral vision, he just loses his focus, you know. And that's kind of the way we are. We want to do right. We try to do right. But we're just really distracted by a lot of things in life. And God wants this to be the main thing. You know, I was reading a devotional. Actually, Ray and Jerry gave me a devotional, Billy Graham devotional. Really good. You know, Billy Graham, goodness, what can you say about Billy Graham? He's just one of the greatest men of God in our time, you know. But in that devotional he was talking about, he said, Christianity is... He said, if Christianity is important at all, then it's all important. And if Christianity is anything, then it's everything. I love that. Because either it's everything or it's nothing. Either it's all important or it's not important at all. Isn't that right? And so these are eternal truths we're talking about here. We're talking about things that will change your destiny, your life, your marriage, your business, your character. I mean, this is important stuff. My son, pay attention to what I say and listen carefully to my words. I don't think we give the word the reverence that we should give it. I know I don't always. Sometimes I'm really into it. Sometimes I'm just kind of reading through. But I need to be paying attention to this. This will get me out of a hole. This will get me on the right road. This will make me a blessing. Not just bless me, but make me a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is God's word. These are the principles I need to be applying. These are the seeds I need to be planting. This is the path I need to be walking on right here. Right here. God's word. Amen. So he says, attend to my words or give attention to what I say and listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. Chew on them. Meditate on them. I don't know what you need to do. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on an index card. Keep it in front of you. Put a Bible in your car. Put a Bible. Are you with me? Bible in your car. Bible in your house. But, keep the word in front of you. Talk about it. Share it with people. Every day. That doesn't mean, I'm not talking about, 24/7. I understand we have other interests, things going on. But set a time aside, maybe in the morning, maybe at night. I don't know what your schedule is. Everybody's different. But keep your eyes on the Word. There's nothing you can do this year that'll change your life any more than spending time with the Lord. Nothing. There's nothing that is more important than you spending time with the Lord and time with His Word. Nothing. I don't know what you're interested in this year. Everybody's different, and our fads change and our hobbies change, our interests change, and that's okay. We're here. We live in a world. We're supposed to enjoy it. I believe that. But I'll tell you what, our major should never change. Our major in life is God Almighty, the Lord our God, our Father, and what He says in His Word. And before you make a decision, find out what God says about it. Amen. Before you start to do something, see if that's what God wants you to do. Ask yourself at the end of the day, have I done one thing today that Jesus told me to do? Before you turn that light out, ask yourself, have I not done one thing that Jesus asked me not to do today? Well, just one thing. Just have you done anything today that Jesus asked you to do? Well, hey, you can mark off going to church right now because you're all here. Okay, this is an easy one here, okay? Because you can definitely say, well, you know what? I went to church. I did not forsake the assembling myself with others. I did the right thing, went to church. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for telling me that. Thank you, Father, for giving me that instruction. I have obeyed that today. Amen? He said, thou shalt not kill. I hadn't killed anybody today. Well, I know I'm trying to make light, but you can go through your life and say, have I refrained from anything? Have you stood at the crossroads and been tempted and didn't give in and held back and did the right thing? Keep it up. You're on the right path. Amen? You are on the right path. Stay on that path. Resist the devil. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. So he says, don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. For they... God's words, His promises, His instructions, His principles, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their body. Woo, hallelujah, somebody. Just getting in the Word, staying in the Word, and obeying the Word will bring healing to your body. Psalms 107, verse 20 says, He sent His Word and healed them. That's a good one, isn't it? From the Word, healing comes from the Word. 23rd verse, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. This is New Living Translation. Out of it are the issues of life, New King James says. But your heart determines the course of your life. Who do you have deep inside of you? What is it you're passionate about? What do you meditate on? Well, I hope it's God. And I hope it's His Word, because that's going to determine the course of your life. The direction you go, the path you're on, the road you take. And it has a destination. Every road has a destination. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Do you know where you're going? Do you know where this is taking you? What's this going to do to you in a year or two or three? Ask yourself those questions. I heard it said this way, I don't really know where I want to be in 10 years. Well, do you know where you don't want to be? I think a lot of places I don't want to be. I don't want to be in jail 10 years from now. I don't want to be lying drunk on the side of the road somewhere. So, I don't need to do the things that would put me there. Isn't that right? You need to consider your path. You need to consider the end. Where are you going with this? I mean, where are we going here? Do you really want to be that mean? Oh, you were mean. You were a man today. You told everybody off today. Are you out there? You didn't put up with anything today. Off anybody. Is that where you want to be? That you want them saying about you at your funeral? Well, he didn't take nothing off nobody, I can tell you that. I'd rather them say something else than that. Amen. Nah, you know, don't let people run over you. You ought to stand your ground, stand for something, lest you fall for everything. I understand that. But hey, there's something to be said for kindness, consideration, love, encouragement. Encourage people. Lift people. Love people. It says, avoid all perverse talk and stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Man, what a message for the year, huh? Just to say, I'm going to do that. I'm going to watch this where I'm going. I'm going to watch what I'm saying. I'm going to change it. I'm going to turn it around. I've been a little flippant about this. I'm going to get serious. You know, I hadn't really been centered and focused and passionate like I should. I'm going to change that. I'm going to be passionate about God and bold about God. And are you with me? I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to really turn things over to Him, really seriously going to turn things over to Him. I'm going to look to Him and trust Him and believe Him. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to have a great year in Jesus' name. I'm going to get on this road and I'm going to get on this path and I'm staying on it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you are my disciples, in John 8:31-32, he said, if you're truly my disciples, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. He said, one translation says, if you're faithful to my word, if you continue my word, if you're faithful to my word, then you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. He goes on in that same chapter and he says, and he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I love that. So our freedom, our path to freedom is the path of God's Word. Our process to the event is God's Word. Amen. What He lays out, the principles that He lays out. Let's just determine we're going to be more faithful to them. Amen. To do them and to say them. And that'd be a good resolution for the year. Hallelujah, every year. But right now, this is the only one we're responsible for.